Today, Microsoft and the Department of Justice agreed to end more than 3 years of antitrust litigation against the company. The settlement marks a retreat from the government's earlier position that the company had too much power and should be broken up. But the Justice Department says this settlement will stop Microsoft from crushing competitors, and that will be good for consumers. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
Justice Department lawyers had to craft an agreement that would give the government some control over Microsoft's business practices, but it was clear that Microsoft would not sign on to anything that sounded too much like an admission of guilt. When they appeared in court, both sides assured the judge in the case that this was an agreement they both could live with. Attorney General John Ashcroft said the proposal will spark competition by requiring disclosures about the internal workings of the Windows operating system.
These disclosures, in turn, will create opportunities for independent software vendors to develop products that will be competitive with Microsoft's products.
Courts have found that in the past, Microsoft gave technical information only to friendly companies, not to rivals who posed a real competitive threat. Microsoft will also no longer be able to punish computer makers who try to offer software made by rivals. A federal judge must approve the agreement, and the state attorneys general who joined the suit said they also wanted to look at it closely before they sign on. In the past, attorneys general, like Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut, have said competition could only be protected by the toughest sanctions. But today, Blumenthal said the war on terrorism had put this case in a very different light.
The world changed on September 11th. The war abroad, the threats at home, the cloud on our economy have created a very powerful dynamic toward resolving the issues in this case.
Microsoft's competitors say that this agreement, forged as it was in the heat of war, has to be viewed as a retreat, especially since a federal appeals court has ruled this year that Microsoft is a monopoly and had acted illegally. Mike Pettit is president of an anti-Microsoft coalition called ProComp.
Let's not try to pretend that this agreement really will restore competition, because it won't. Let's not pretend like this decision really addressed the core findings of the Court of Appeals decision, because it didn't.
Pettit and others remain implacable about the need to put the company in chains. But the government and Microsoft today were sporting peace signs as the war against Microsoft gave way to the war against terrorism. But Microsoft continued to shy away from admitting it did anything wrong. CEO Steve Ballmer described these sanctions as the price of success.
With the success of our products, there came a set of competition concerns. Certainly the Attorney General was quite clear this morning that those had been addressed. And we're certainly, as we said, committed 100% to full compliance with this consent decree.
Ballmer will have some help there. The agreement calls for a panel of computer experts to oversee compliance. Those experts will work on the Microsoft campus and will have access to technical documents and financial records. It'll be up to them to make sure that Microsoft lives up to the terms of this agreement. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.